Welcome to the Unstuck and Unstoppable podcast, where we help leaders move their life forward. Today, I am excited to be talking about helping you get out of a rut. If you've ever felt stuck or like you've been doing the same thing over and over and wishing that you could change, however, you feel overwhelmed at the idea of just trying to make some big changes in your life, today we're going to be talking about the power of micro habits and how small incremental changes in our daily habits can lead to significant improvement to our lives over time. I'm your host, Jim Kiles. I'm here with Jolea Garza.
Hey.
So grateful to be here today with you.
Absolutely.
And with our listeners. Uh-huh. And super excited about today. You and I have been talking about this podcast, really the idea of micro habits.
Yes. Yeah. And it's something that I think we both have executed in our own lives.
Yeah.
And it's made such a huge difference.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Well, and you know, our focus, if you're just joining us for the first time in our podcast, is really to help you move your life forward. Mm-hmm. So we're grateful to have you, whether you're watching right now on YouTube, whether you're listening on iTunes or wherever it is that you consume your content. We're just glad to be a part of your journey. And each and every week, we work hard to get you great content that is practical, that will help you move your life forward, because we know it's easy to get stuck.
Yes, for sure. For sure. We've been there.
We've been there.
Yes. And it's an honor just to be able to share and give tools that might help you make and take a step in your life.
That's exactly right. We want to help you move forward in your life. You know, as we dive into today, I just find that in life, a lot of times, and you know, Joe, you probably, I know you could relate to it, is I don't make any forward progress because what the steps are that I need to take seems so overwhelming.
It's so easy to feel like, you know, we're both achievers. We're both threes on the Enneagram, to feel like in order to make a change, every single duck has to be in a row before we make the change. And there's that quote that perfection is the enemy of progress.
Wow. That's
and
so good.
I think we definitely get stuck in that. You're just trying to make it all perfect. And then I'll make the life adjustment. I want everything to be right before I make that adjustment.
It's a little overwhelming.
So overwhelming.
Yes. And then even just the, like, I know even developing my life to be a reader, just, it feels very daunting when you're like, man, I got to pick up a book and I got to start reading. Well, you know, no, that's not exactly how it has to start.
Right.
Because in a lot of, it's like, I got to start reading and it never starts. Is that an hour? Is it 2 hours? So yes, you got to start reading. But in my mind, I'm such a big step taker.
How?
You know, I want to take a big step forward. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking, well, I got to read 3 chapters and the book's got to be read in 5 days. Well, I do have to read, but I don't have to take that big of a step.
Or have you ever gone to a, you know, we love going to different events and conferences and you're surrounded by these incredible leaders and they have such great insight. And they're like, this is what I do. And you leave with 50,000 things that you're like, I have to implement every single thing and I got to change everything in my life. Or you just wake up and you're feeling motivated and you're like, there's so many things I'd love to see different in my life.
I've been there.
100%.
Well, and we feel a lot of times paralyzed when we feel like we got to make a drastic change, a big change, a big step in order to see significant improvements. And we want to, in this podcast, introduce to some of you for the very first time the idea of small incremental changes.
Yeah.
Some of you, you're already old pros at this. And so we just want to remind you about how effective small incremental changes in your life can be.
Right.
How that small change over an extended period of time produces a great drastic change in someone's life. We call them micro habits.
Yeah.
Micro habits. They're tiny actions that we could take every day. They require minimal effort.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, for everybody who likes the minimal effort.
Just easy.
Just what needs to be done. Just and that's what I love about it, is it doesn't feel overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm thinking I got to read a book, I think that's probably what I was trying to say at the beginning of the podcast.
Right.
Like, my deal is I want to read a whole book. No, I have to try to go for the whole book. Just read one page.
Yeah. It's like, how do you eat an elephant?
Just one bite at a time.
Yes, one bite at a time. And so micro habits turn those big audacious goals that probably many of the people listening to this podcast have.
Yeah.
And it just teaches us how we can accomplish those things, accomplish those goals with small bites, one bite at a time. to make progress.
Well, and I think it's funny you say, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? We've all heard it. We probably say it. Why is it so hard to do?
We're like, no, I'm eating the whole elephant today.
Or at least I'm going to eat a whole leg and a trunk and an arm.
Yeah,
and
I want to accomplish it all.
You know,
and I also think about, I love micro habits because I also think about just the power of the small. How you do anything is how you do everything. Mm. And a lot of times we're just like, I want to accomplish and hit those big goals or make those big changes because they're visible. And what this says is that the power is the changes that we make that nobody may ever see,
right,
is what really allows us to accomplish the things that we want to
accomplish. Yeah, 100%. Well, and that's where I love it, because they're so small of a change. Mm-hmm. There's really no excuse to not make it. And then as you do make it, it's like, wow, the what it produces in your life is evident. Now, it's not going to be evident day one or day 10 or, you know, maybe even 3 months from now. But over a consistent amount of time, it will become evident because you've disciplined yourself to take small steps that bring change in your life. And I really began, even coming out of COVID, it was very interesting. I had some disciplines I've had for decades. Mm-hmm. And then coming into COVID and then coming out of it, we were so off. I was off kilter. Right. Everything in my life changed. You know, if you got kids and a job, which, you know, I know many of you listening do, I mean, everything was off. And I don't know, there are some things that never went back.
Mm-hmm. Never went back to what our normal was.
What our old, but I found myself really having a hard time getting back into some of the disciplines that served my life so well. And so I didn't lose them all, but there were a few. It's like, man, that's working out.
Right.
You know, even the consistency of reading without needing something from what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, there was something in that I was disciplined and had my habits before. And even adding new things that I think as I get older, are serving me well in this season of my life. Mm-hmm. And so these micro habits, the idea of micro habits, man, I began to implement them, and they make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And let me give you a couple of examples of what a micro habit would be. Say you're trying to get healthy. That's your overall goal. And maybe you're trying to lose weight. You're trying to work out, just get your life into a healthy rhythm. Well, you know, you could be very daunting to say, I am going to start working out every day. I'm going to start eating right every day. And so those are the big disciplines.
Yeah.
They do take a lot of energy.
And
they
do
take
a lot of effort. General.
Yeah.
You know, you're not defining how long you're going to work out or what you're going to eat.
Yeah.
So the way you'll define it.
Well,
here will help.
And so here's a couple of things that I started to do is I've read, and I knew this before, but how dehydrated we are when we get up, and to drink one of micro habits. My goal has been to become more healthy or healthier as in this season of my life than I have been in a long time.
Right.
And one of the goals, my micro habit is I have a full bottle of water. When I get up in the morning, I am going to drink that entire 16-ounce bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal.
Mm-mm.
It's not hard. But I have found myself when I do it, my body is hydrating.
Wow.
Then as I get up and go to the bathroom and start to get ready for the day, I've already begun the process
of waking your body up,
waking my body up, getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
My body has the liquid nutrients that it needs. And so that is a simple example of me on my ultimate journey of becoming healthy, implementing a small micro habit that produces a very healthy body long term.
That's great.
Another thing I started doing was taking cold showers. I don't know. You ever take cold showers in the morning?
No.
No.
I hate being cold. I hate being cold, but it's a great habit.
Well, and
for
it's
you.
Fascinating. I really hadn't even heard a whole lot about it until probably about a year ago. One of my best friends started doing it and talking about all the benefits. But there are so many benefits. When you look at just taking a cold shower, it bolsters your immune system, combats symptoms of depression, improves your vascular circulation.
Wow.
When you have cold water as a shower and it's freezing cold, your body actually goes into survival mode.
Wow.
And so it's working hard to keep
adrenaline,
the core temperature up, and it stimulates your body to increase the blood flow.
Cool.
And increasing that delivers freshly oxygenated blood. I mean, there's so many different benefits. benefits that I didn't even realize. Did you know just even a cold shower increases your metabolism?
Wow. Okay, I will be taking cold showers then.
So think about it. So, hey, I'm trying to get healthy. What's a micro habit?
Well, take a cold shower.
Yeah, because half the battle is increasing your metabolism. Yeah. You know, it reduces inflammation and prevents muscle soreness. It has a lot to do with muscle recovery as well. There's so many benefits to it, and it's not hard. And so every single day, part of my rhythm, and that's what it is, drink a glass of cold water, 16 ounces. It's a plastic bottle. And then I'm jumping in the shower, start off warm.
Right. Yes. And then you'd say your last 2 minutes.
Last two minutes. Mm-hmm. Yep. I drop it into the cold. Then another thing that I've been doing, and these are all just little micro habits. Mm-hmm. I didn't start. The first one was with water.
Yeah.
And then about 6 months ago, 7 months ago, I started the cold shower. Mm-hmm. And then probably about a month or two ago, I started 25 deep breaths through my nose.
Right.
While I'm in the cold shower. Mm-hmm. So the trigger for each of these is really important. When you're doing a micro habit, for me, you know, I tend to forget when I get out of rhythm, but it's I get up every day. So every day when I get up, I'm drinking the bottle of water.
Right.
When I get up, I go to take a shower. When I'm in the shower, I'm going to take the last 2 minutes cold. When I'm in a cold shower, I'm going to take 25 deep breaths through my nose.
So it sounds like not only do you have the habit, but then you have created a system where there's a cue for the habit.
That's exactly right. There's a cue.
And you've infused it into what your normal routine would
already
be.
Your normal routine. Mm-hmm. And these little small adjustments, I can't even tell you what a big difference they made in just, we hadn't even got through the first 10 minutes of my day.
Right.
And so here we are. And here's another one. Just even as I've been trying to get back in the gym, you do 100 push-ups before putting your pants on.
Come on.
You know, so I'm already in my closet. I'm putting my shirt on. And it's like, hey, okay, drop down, do 100 push-ups. And so if you do 100 push-ups, you're already more healthy than most people in America.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And so you put these little cues on. Here's another one. When I get in bed at night, my goal, and at night I wind down. In the morning, I'm having my quiet time. Mm-hmm. I'm reading. Most of that is whether it's educational for sermon prep or whether it's some kind of self-helps to help us in our organizational structure. Mm-hmm. But at night, that's for me.
Right.
And so many times you get in bed. Have you jumped in bed and what's the first thing you do? You put up the laptop or the iPad. You start, you know,
social
watching
media,
something. Or
you're watching a show.
Scrolling through social media. Yep. Just mindless stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with doing a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful because you ever been there? It's like 5 minutes.
Now it's 11 o'clock. It's 20 minutes later. You're like, I was going to bed at 9 o'clock and now it's 11 p.m. Yeah. So here we are.
Well, another one I do is when I get in bed, I have to read 2 pages of a book is nothing self-help or sermon prep
or
anything. It's a good book.
Yeah.
And, so just 2 pages. Mm-hmm. Once I do that, then I can go to bed or I could do whatever I want to do. See, these are micro habits that I've been doing that have jump-started my other healthy habits, creating the life that we want to live.
And I love that. You're saying, I want to be an avid reader. I want to take time to be intentional about that. And so instead of saying, well, I'm going to make it to where I have to read a book a day for the entire year, it's just, no, I'm going to start with a micro habit
and build the
habit of reading
100%.
2 pages
a
day.
Well, we got to go from doing to becoming.
Right.
And
so true.
That's where, and then it just, you build the habits and then the habits you build, builds you.
So good.
And so these micro habits to me have made it super easy when I really grabbed a hold of that concept. Mm-hmm. Because here's the benefits of micro habits. Number one, they build momentum, you know, toward the bigger goal. So whatever goal you have, my goal is to be healthy. My goal is to implement some of the life habits that I know will serve me well as I continue to age. It's these micro habits that are going to get me to the bigger goal.
Yeah.
And so they're building more momentum because then think about this. When I started drinking that glass of water, I was feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
I got a win under my belt.
Okay. Somebody
just need a win.
Yeah. I feel healthy. I am healthy.
That's right.
Yeah. I even love how you said it is the difference between what you do and who you are. And there's the idea that when you only are operating or making decisions based off of what you do, it's just behavior modification.
That's right.
And so the small tweaks that you're making are establishing who you are and who you are wanting to be. And I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
It also made me think about that quote, the sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a lifestyle. Sow a lifestyle, reap your destiny.
That's right.
And so as we're sowing our habits,
that's
even the small habits,
Small micro
the
habits.
The intentionality of that, just in and of itself, is creates a lifestyle of intentionality.
100%. Well, and wherever you want to put this in your life, whether it's your marriage, mm-hmm. whether it's your family, whatever, you know, I gave you an example of just this area of health, and I'm not going to keep giving examples, but where do you want to build momentum towards a bigger goal that maybe you've not been able to reach? Maybe you want to create a healthier marriage. So instead of trying to fix everything at once, what if, here's another habit. I've got three things I have to say out loud that I am grateful for with my wife, Phyllis.
Great.
Here's, you know, so for me, that is, it's like just when I wake up, I'm okay, boom, I drink the water. And then personally, I personally say out loud as I'm walking in towards the bathroom.
That's great.
Hey, here's three things. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. By the time I've already gotten into the bathroom, my mentality is up. My mind
positive.
Is up. It's positive.
Right. I do the same thing with my children too. So we have a high priority of education. And so when we get home every day, we are eating snacks and we're learning. And so it's the habit of, we get home, sit at the table. We're already going to eat a snack. So that's was the trigger.
Yeah,
that's our cue. The kids are eating snacks. So Chandler, who is my 8-year-old, he pulls out his book. Yeah. And then we have a smart box for my 1-year-old Mia.
Wow.
And we go through just one little deal of flashcards together.
It.
And that's it.
That's it.
It's not exorbitant. It's not a whole lesson. We're not doing a whole project. But it's just something small.
Something small. You're introducing.
Yeah,
you're creating.
To our normal rhythm.
Absolutely. Building momentum. Second thing is it's easy to implement and maintain. You know, if it's going to be a micro habit, it's got to be easy to implement, easy to maintain.
Right.
And then what will happen is it becomes automatic over time. Mm-hmm. And that's where you know it's really starting to stick. You know, usually for me, I'll have to really intentionally think about a new micro habit, probably 3-4 weeks. And just, you know, usually I'll put a sticky somewhere, some kind of something to remind me this is the habit.
Yeah, this is what
And then once I've got it and it's normal and natural and it's part of my rhythm.
Then you build.
Then
add
I build.
The next one.
Yeah,
yep.
I don't try to overstack too quickly. I just do it as it becomes a rhythm. And so it'll serve you well. Find a place where you're wanting to grow. And what is a micro habit? What is something that is small that you can do to bring great change in your life? Let me give you a couple of tips. How do you create micro habits into your daily routine? First thing, and I just said it, you got to start small.
Yes. Very small. Micro.
Very small. Micro. Yeah. Some of you've got the right actions. The action is just too big.
Yeah.
So how could you break down that action that you know you need to do? Is there a micro step?
Let me give an example too. So for example, one of the things is I have a 1-year-old now, and it was like, this year is now my year of getting myself back into shape and working out and getting healthy. So instead of doing the gym membership, which I have done a number of times and have not been successful, I decided I'm going to do the 7. I'm going to work out for 7 minutes a day.
7-minute workout.
And so instead
you
of
don't
doing,
need anything but
right,
just...
instead of getting a gym membership, having to get dressed every day, drive to the gym, go inside, I can work out at home 7 minutes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Such a great way to get started. And even here's how I would even make it smaller. If you're there and maybe you don't finish 7 minutes, just show up.
Right. Stand there
in front of
the TV, watch
on,
the workout.
Do the first exercise.
Yep.
Because that's the key to me is just
starting
showing up.
Starting each time.
Just every day I'm going to show up. Mm-hmm. And then that's the second key. If you're going to have a micro habit in your life, you're going to introduce one. It's got to be consistent.
It's great.
That's the point of the habit. So start small, be consistent. The third thing is track your progress. Mm. And this is really important because you'll begin to not only see that you have been consistent, but I love to even track the results.
Right.
Like, wow, has it made a difference? Has it really? And like, even with the cold showers, I mean, almost instantly within, it took me a couple of days, but it's almost an addiction too. You're doing something hard you don't want to do. And when you get out of there, you're awake, you're alert.
That's great.
Reading the 2 pages. I don't feel guilty for not having read and just enjoyed reading. It's like, wow, I get in. Man, it's producing. And then what'll happen is you just keep reading more pages and it becomes who you are, not just what you want to do.
Love it.
And then you just keep building on success. You know, once you've got one good micro habit, just keep adding. And over time, these changes, they're going to add up into the life that you've always wanted to learn. I think that's what becomes overwhelming. Where you want to be versus where you're at There is such a large gap.
Yeah.
That you feel like I'd have to take one giant step. Mm-hmm. Well, that one giant step is almost too impossible.
Yeah.
It's more of a leap.
Yeah. And it's not sustainable either. And so the micro habits actually are building a person that can maintain the success that you want to see.
That's right.
And I love it because even as you build on success, it becomes very natural to implement micro habits.
That's right. Well, that's so good. Well, here's what I want to encourage you. If you're tuning in today and you're listening, you're saying, hey, I want to see change in my life. I want to be someone different than where I am today or be somewhere different. I want to encourage you to make a decision on which micro step you're going to take. So figure out a couple of micro steps. What are some steps that I can take? Whether it's a healthy physical body, whether it's a healthy marriage, whether it's health financially, maybe it's working through some of the emotional baggage. You know, I want to encourage you, if you've not already got a copy of my book, Unstuck and Unstoppable, it released a couple of months ago, and I want to encourage you to get a copy of it. Chapter 10 and chapter 11, we talk about the power of paradigms and trauma triggers and really recognizing, hey, I feel like emotionally I need to grow. I need get unstuck. There are some things that we can walk through and really begin to bring health in that area.
Right.
You know, one of the little micro habits I was telling you about that I started doing was when I brush my teeth, I have affirmations.
Yes.
And I have these.
Listen to them.
Yeah, the affirmations are actually on our Anchor Bend YouTube channel. If you go to Anchor Bend TX, you can look up affirmations. You can also do it on iTunes at Anchor Bend TX. But there's some, there's 2021, we posted affirmations. And I literally, one of my new micro habits is when I brush my teeth, I put my AirPods in.
I'm listening to the
affirmations. And so it's just 2 minutes of affirmations, but it's feeding my soul. It's who I am.
It's declaring who you are.
Yep. And so there are some things that you can do. And I just want to encourage you to decide what is the micro habit that you're going to start and then start it. Start it tomorrow. And then once you've got that down, let's find another micro habit. And then tell us about it. Tell us what's going on. We'd love to hear from you. And absolutely. Send us an email, info at, I want to say it's
unstuckandunstoppable.com.
My mind went blank. Info at unstuckandunstoppable.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah,
also, listen, if this content's been good to you and you've enjoyed it, you've learned something, I want to invite you to share it, to rate it, to review it, and even subscribe. It'll automatically come to wherever it is that you consume your content. And again, it just takes moving forward one step. Just a little bit forward.
That's great.
What is it that you're going to do? What micro habit, what little thing, what little decision and not even behavior are you going to begin to implement and do that as you can move your life forward? We look forward to talking to you next time and hope you keep moving your life forward one step at a time. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.